We're reading in the writings of Baal Sulam, the introduction to the Book of Zohar. It's going to be in the Kabbalah for the Student, page 124, item 29.
Here Baal Sulam explains how our world, how do we undergo the different phases of development where even before we suddenly discover ourselves that we're existing, that we're present, there was the extension of the lights and the worlds and all that happened before us in the Malchut of Ensof, which is the first phase, and then the second phase where the souls with the system of the worlds undergo a development until they reach the third phase, which is the corrected phase, and that phase exists also in the first phase. The third phase exists in the first phase, only there it's done by the Creator, and here it's by the power of the creature. We reach the final correction, and we discover that we exist there in a whole, complete, and perfect form. This is what he explained to us in terms of the system itself, how it goes through these three phases. Now he talks about the personal, how a particular person undergoes his spiritual developmental phases. And here he divides it into the 70 years of man, meaning it's not the years of our bodily life, of course, but it's a spiritual process that we're going through. And he tells us that actually we're going through this in several partitions. One is up to 13 years of age, that this is something that we go through in the beginning, that a person is born with a point in the heart, meaning he starts working with it until he corrects himself by keeping the Torah and mitzvot, that his existence is still limited up to 13 years of age. That's how it's called. And 13 altogether, of course, we're not talking about the body till 13 years of age, but we're talking about the spiritual degree. And we learn this from tests, 9th, 10th, 11th parts, that there are the phases of Ibu, Yenikai, and Mochin there, and these phases, the way they develop, that also in the Ibu, the conception, there too we have Ibu, Yenikai, and Mochin. These are the three sections, and in Katnut it's called 2 years of suckling, and then till the age of 6, and 9, and 13, and 20. And 70, and up to 122, even though that it does not, it's not realized in the meantime, but for unique individuals, for the time being. And here, he creates this partition, he gives us this partition of our spiritual ascent, our spiritual life, and we reach the second division. Meaning, it's not the second phase that we've learned about from the first, second, third phases, the Ensof, the whole descent, and going back to Ensof infinity in the third state. But here it's the division into the 70 years of the person, meaning the 70 degrees throughout which we develop the Malchut that withholds in it the Chagat Nei of Zeranpin, and then it's called 70. So please go ahead. What is the second division?
The second inquiry is from 13 years onward. Then a force is given to the point in the heart of it, which is the secret of Achoraim, of Nefesh, of Kedusha, which is clothed in his will to receive from the time of his birth, but does not begin to awaken only after 13 years. which is from the following reason. And then it begins to enter under the system of the worlds of Kedusha, meaning to the extent that he works on Torah and Mitzvot.
So we see this is not a simple level. It doesn't simply so come to a person. But each and every phase in spirituality is after a great effort of ours. So what does he say? That from 13 years and on, at that point, the point in the heart, which is the posterior of holiness, is given strength. Although it is dressed in his will to receive at birth, meaning that the point of the heart is dressed in the heart, it only begins to awaken after 13 years, meaning that this is something from birth, it doesn't change. The point in the heart is in the heart, and the will to receive. It only begins to awaken after 13 years. Doesn't belong here, and simply the point in the heart awakens. Compared to the heart, with respect to the will to receive, and it becomes, and a person starts feeling it more than he feels the heart itself, meaning that he's gravitated to that point, that deficiency. And then meaning after he has reached his ripeness, and then one begins to enter the system of the pure worlds. What does that mean? That after a person point in the heart develops, then he becomes connected to the Abiyah of Kedusha, and then further discernments awaken in Abiyah of Tum'ah, and then he as if exists between two systems, right and left, impurity and purity. And how or what, to the extent that one observes Torah and Mitzvot, meaning that he can be tied to the system of Kedusha, of holiness, it's Elohim, that he holds these two systems and the soul exists between those two systems. And it undergoes this preparation, training. And the main thing there is to enlarge, increase the spiritual will to receive. The spiritual desire. What is the spiritual desire?
In order to bestow.
Anyway, to bestow, because the has nothing corporeal. Corporeal in order to receive, spiritual in order to bestow. Because from birth he has only a will to receive for corporeality. Therefore, although one has obtained the excessive will to receive before he turned 13, meaning that now the will to receive develops in him more and more, it is still not the completion of the growth of the will to receive, for the primary intensification of the will to receive is only to spirituality, meaning pay no attention to the 13 years of age. Bala Sulam wrote it so in order to confuse people. That's the aim of it. Later on, you'll understand. This is because if, for example, prior to turning 13, one's will to receive wishes to devour all the wealth and respect in this corporeal world. This is apparently not an eternal world, and for all of us, it is but a fleeting shadow. But when one obtains the excessive spiritual will to receive, one wishes to devour for one's own delight all the wealth and delights in the next eternal world, which is an eternal possession. Thus, the majority of the excessive will to receive is completed only with the will to receive spirituality. Where is Emmanuel? He fled. Ah, he's here. Then you'll no longer want a jeep and an apartment and be in a villa and something else. But what villa? What jeep? You'll want a chariot instead of your jeep. I don't know what a chariot is, but instead of the villa, you'll want a palace, a chal. 4 by 4. Dalet, Dalet times Dalet. Right.
So he is going back and telling me here, and I want to ask once and for all. He's saying, in order to come up with all the matter for correction, he begins to enter the world of Kedusha to the extent that he's observing Torah and Mitzvot. I want to ask you, the more I enter into holiness, I receive the filth and dearth, and we know that's blows. There's no way to skip this dirt if we work on Achishena, on hastening, but you don't see this is so. But if you're working in holiness, and then people come before the Congress, they have a lot of blows. But they work in sanctity. Everything they do is about the Congress, and they see there's a lot of obstacles. How can we avoid those obstacles and work in sanctity or in the Congress?
Look, what can I tell you? If there are blows, then it must be a powerful Congress. I have nothing to add. I'm telling you from my experience, which is not completed yet. That's how it is. You can't do anything about that. Our animalistic body, we have no idea how the greatest Kabbalists, the greatest people, they have to perform the lowest corrections in this animalistic, in this beastliness. Because it's 10 complete sefirot. That's how it is. So be happy about the wicked which are revealed.
I can be happy about the wicked that's revealed within me. But when I'm trying to connect the friends and I see them revealed with them,
connect to them as if it is yours. If you're saying that about myself, it's easy to overcome, connect to them. And with them overcome their wicked, their problems.
How do I do it?
And that's the thing. How do you reach the revelation of the clear? How do you reach the clear for the revelation of the light, the correction of the soul? How do you do it? These are the parts of your soul here set before you. Collect them, gather them, put them together. That's called the time has come to collect the fruit. By that, you open the well. And comes the water of the Torah.
How do I do it? In thought, physically, what do I have to do in order to overcome those obstacles, which many times...
Nothing is going to help.
Why?
Nothing. And in your place, I'd go home.
Well, the easiest solution is to escape.
Try.
And then what?
And we'll see how easy it is for you.
And then someone will chase me. Where I go, it will chase me.
Sure it will.
So, practically, what do I do?
Practically, don't forget about the connection. Don't forget about the connection. That's the thing. That's it. Don't forget about it. And also, make sure that no one else does. So you'll keep them. They'll keep you. And somehow, you'll reach something. There's no other solution. Simply bring connection, create the conditions for connections in anything that you can. Only in reciprocity can you succeed. What does that mean? To succeed, to bring contentment to the Creator. You have an obstacle after the connection. The connection itself is something horrific, but also to connect in order to give him contentment.
But you see, this is infinite work. Now I'll give him contentment, and then we'll do it again, meaning it goes and intensifies instead of decreasing in intensity.
Yeah, but they said that it does have an end. There is an end. They say, I don't know where, what, but they say there is. Let's keep on reading. Item 31.
31.
It is written the whoreslayer hath two daughters. The whoreslayer hath two daughters. It's from it's written so in the Tikkunim, and these two daughters are hav hav. A leech means hell, and the evil caught in that hell cry as dogs, hav, hav. Hebrew means give, give, meaning give us the wealth of this world, give us the wealth of the next world, right? So, this is our nature. And it's a good laughter. Who's laughing there? Emmanuel, you're laughing there. If you will not run away, we will laugh together. So, sure, this is our nature. You're not special in this meaning. Eventually, a person wants to swallow both worlds, so ever thinks that he is already in the clouds, floating around, wanting the next world. That's it used to be that way. Niv, you remember how you were? Like you're all with wings constantly flying next to the ceiling, flying around. Do you remember that? Until he fell on his butt. And yet it is a much more important degree than the first, since aside from obtaining the full measure of the will to receive, giving one all the material one needs for one's work, this is the degree that brings one to Lishma. It is, as our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and Mitzvot, lo lishma. As from lo lishma, one comes to lishma. Meaning, don't be startled that we're suddenly in such desire as that. How could it be? It's worse than anything that can be in the world, that can exist in the world, and each one of us, there is our fundamental being, which is the collection of the worst possible things that we simply did not discover yet. And do not fear, because according to one's correction, these things are revealed more and more. What, you don't agree? Amnon. Are you okay or not? You used to be better and better and better, and suddenly you're... If you're connected to the group, so like Baal Sulam says, I'm happy about the wicked that are revealed. Because the wicked that are revealed, they help me strengthen in the group even more. I have no choice. I have to. Without that, I wouldn't have been... I wouldn't need the friends. Look what form and what shape all the problems come, and you try to solve them specifically through the group, and see how they're exactly adapted, all the excitements and the impressions and the everything, how it is exactly adapted for you to enter the group. That's the only reason for which it is all made and done. You can see according to these problems and troubles and according to how you're trying to enter the group with them, you can see where really you had places in which you did not enter this kind of kli. In your connector, you were as if lacking the pins that you didn't get them started in the work, and you kind of didn't lock them in, and now you're doing it. So, hence this degree which comes past 13 years is named holiness. Why? Because There are such things revealed here that they necessitate you to go and connect. This is the considered the holy maid that serves her mistress, which is the holy Shekhinah divinity. This is because the maid brings one to Lishma, and he is rewarded with inspiration. Meaning there is the will to receive, which is completely to receive, which is one way or another, but it is arranged so on purpose that it moves a person around like it really, it's like being in a washing machine. And this way it cleanses you from all the trash and you come to correction. This is the holy mistress. This is the holy maid that serves her mistress. Yet one should take every measure suited to bring one to Lishma, since if one does not strain for that and does not achieve Lishma, he will fall into the pit of the impure maid, which is the opposite of the holy maid, whose role is to confuse a person that the Lo Lishma will not bring him Lishma, and this and it is said about her handmaid that is here to her mistress, for she will not let one near the mistress, which is the holy divinity. So there is great danger here, and we really see, unfortunately, we see these states that a person, he doesn't correctly use what he gets, he doesn't correctly use it.
And is going to use everything he acquired so far, not in the direction of connection. This is a clear distinction, something that is revealed. If he's thrown to the side, there's a danger, he enters the impure maid, because it strengthens the separation between us. And then we begin to be prideful, and there are all sorts of forms that take place. People become great scholars suddenly, etc. One has to be very careful here. And the final degree in this division is that he will fall passionately in love with the Creator as one falls passionately for a corporeal love, until the object of passion remains before one's eyes all day long and all night long. As the poet says, when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. Then it is said of him, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. This is because the 5 degrees of the soul are the tree of life, which stretches over 500 years. Each degree lasts 100 years, meaning it will bring him to receive all 5 bechinot, discernments, na'anchai, nefesh ruach, neshama, chaya yechida, clarified in the 3rd division. And he acquires the complete tree of life, the na'anchai, in the full measure. Questions? Ooh, I see many questions. Yes, Owen.
He says here, like, he says, a passion remains before one's eyes all day long.
That's a good passion.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you said, when a person gets a certain state, he has to connect everything to unity connection.
So if the solution is correct, meaning if he connects every single state in order to solve him, if he connects it to solution, to connection, then it's the right solution.
So suppose a person, he gets some kind of a corporeal yearning, lust for something that drives him crazy all day long, and it deviates him from the spiritual path. It confuses his whole priority system, and he can't sleep because of it. Meaning that the feeling, the yearning for a corporeal lust overtakes me, and what can I do?
Well, you cannot do anything.
So what's the solution?
There is no solution, you follow your emotion. There is no solution. The solution is only in the society.
What do you mean?
In the environment that comes to you and shakes you, and then you recuperate. Seemingly you're covered in dust, and the society picks you up, shakes you down, the dust falls off, suddenly you wake up and you begin to see, oh, what happened to me? Truly so.
Okay, when it comes and shakes me up, then I'll resist it, obviously.
You will be in resistance, doesn't matter. They can come to you and shake you. You've signed a pact with them, avut. You sign. By entering here, you sign. When you enter Bnei Baruch, you seemingly sign. They can come to you and demand of you. If you tell them, get out of here, I don't want to be in contact with you, then from that moment on, you're expelled. This is the condition to be in our society. That you're not free. You're part of everyone else. Inseparable. Meaning they can come to you and demand, each one. His friend is like his body.
And how should I relate to them when they'll come to shake me up from this?
That they have the right to do anything they want with you, whatever they decide. Even while you're resisting. Because they understand that you're in a state of resistance and you do not want. Because according to your reason, because you have no other reason but your beastly reason, you don't want to accept them, and I don't want anything, and leave me alone, I can't do anything, what do you want from me? You're lying in bed, dead. Such things happen sometimes? Yes, good. They can do everything.
Yeah. He says here, when I get some corporeal lust that doesn't leave me day or night. So when I have this kind of emotional status that doesn't let me sleep all day and all night.
Corporeal meaning in order to receive. It can be spiritual even, but we don't really know what spiritual, you know, in order to receive in spirituality.
So from what we do know in the meantime, a corporeal lust.
Friends, men, women, must come both for men or for women, meaning men to men and women to women. Women has to care for women, and men also care for women. Women can't, but you know, we'll talk about it later. But the bottom line is, we have to be concerned with every friend, male friend or female friend, who enter such states where suddenly a corporeal passion overtakes them and doesn't let them to exist in spirituality, to be in connection with us in the right way. Yeah.
I suppose this is the state I'm in, that this lust, it influences me day and night, and when the friends come to one want to help me, I have no space.
You have no room for a new opinion or new emotion.
Okay, I'm sure that you're right, that I'm right. What do I do?
Even the fact that you're right, you cannot say anything. There's nothing else. If you're right, it means that you compared and something. There's nothing. There's
right.
Only your opinion.
Right, so what do I do?
You cannot do anything. They have to come to you, slap you around a little bit, shake you up. You will kind of get up a little bit, then to shake you up a little bit so the dust will fall off, and then do certain actions with you. You know, drag you to get a beer, to come to a meal, drag you to some action with force. Not say a lot of stuff to your ears. It's all blocked anyway. Only to activate your body, your animal body, and through that, other things will come.
But sometimes in this state I can feel sure. that they really hate me.
No, I don't know if they hate you, but you hate them.
For sure, they're coming to harm me.
So what?
So what do I do about
Nothing.
It?
Nothing. You're not required to love them at that time. The only thing is, you know, you cannot resist. And even when you resist, they're allowed to act on you despite it, because they understand that you're a prisoner. There's nothing you can do. They're coming to save you.
What is this prison? Why am I a prisoner? Where am I imprisoned?
You're a prisoner in your own will to receive that was filled with a special kind of illumination, this dark reversed illumination, and it controls you. What can you do? There's nothing to do. In short, only the society. In such cases, there's really nothing to do. Even it's possible that time doesn't pass, because there's such blocking of the lights that time would not help. And unless a society would come and influence a person, nothing would happen. And then after a week, he would look at it from with different eyes. He doesn't even know what happened. And the first time he also isn't able to learn from it. Even such states, a person has to go through four times. And then he becomes experienced after the four times. You know, it's not simple. You have to go in this sinusoid, you know, first time. The second time he begins to have some experience. It, you know, it comes out to 4 degrees, and then he can criticize his past states. Yes, please continue.
Every person in his own eyes is smart.
But we don't consider a person in such states, wise or not, want or doesn't want. Of course, he will only justify himself and his ideas and he has proofs. We're not even talking about it. In our eyes, he is not a human. And it was a bag full of dirt. That's it. We have to not find a way to help him clean up, but we have to clean him. There's nothing here. He's full of garbage.
Every person, he's sure that he understands the spiritual path and others don't.
What are you trying to say? That he will say something against our actions? We don't take it into consideration. We're not hearing that. We operate on him. We obligate him to do certain things, and we perform certain actions on him. That's it. We drag him to here to a listen. We put him in a circle. We throw some questions at him to answer. We put him in the kitchen. We just apply pressure on him. There are such times when we go to his workplace, we speak to the boss, ask for a week's time off, and we bring him here for a week to wash him up. Yeah, all sorts of things like that. But only in order to save him. And we have to understand what's happening to him is done for us, for our sake. What's happening to him is not for his sake.
Yeah. Sometimes a person also thinks that there are things that have nothing to do with the spiritual development. This is my corporeality.
There's no such thing as it's unrelated. There's nothing in reality that's unrelated to spirituality. What it doesn't come from the same source, from malchut of that developed and is requiring correction. What does it mean it's unrelated? Where such a thing exists? Our reality, we say, is disconnected from spirituality because it's an illusionary world. But what we're doing here is preparation for jumping on splitter.
Where? When I have this corporeal lust that drives you crazy day and night, where can I find the strength to cooperate with you, for you to help me? Where do I take the strength from?
We obligate you. We come to you and we obligate you. You have no strength, no reason, no correct feeling to make the right decisions. We come here and tell you, you have to do this and that and that. We're not telling you to think or decide. We're telling you to do, to perform. We decide and you perform.
But in this state, I'm at a T junction, and I can reject.
Please, you can say, I'm going to the police if you're not leaving me.
So exactly, where do I take the strength on this T junction to accept you and not reject you?
You don't even have to accept us. We're coming, and we're coercing you. If you're an animal, what do you do with an animal? You put the harness on it, and you start to go. There's no Adam, there's no human there. We don't relate to you. When a doctor, when I'm lying down and a doctor comes to see me, he asks me, how do you feel? Then he says, put this into him, put that into him, take out blood. He relates to you like a piece of meat. That's how it is. Why? Because who are you for him? For him, you're a piece of meat that he has to revive. And that's how we have to do to you. We have to come to you and relate to you like a piece of meat that has to be revived.
So that's the true thing about it, that the moment I have this lust that comes upon me, that doesn't let me sleep, I think the doctor...
Doesn't matter. We're stronger. And there's no justice, there's no thought, there's no place for comparison, for proving. The group determines. You want to be part of it? Please. You don't want to be part of it? You go out, but you go out for good. This is your decision. Of course, you can say, for now, you know, other than Bnei Baruch, there are other places, I'm going. Okay, there's no alternative. You're exiting. You're breaking the agreement. But in our agreement, the group, during a person's descent, the group can come to him and do anything necessary in order to revive him.
So this is exactly what I'm asking about. What will give me the strength to choose correctly, to want to be healed?
Creator will look after you. I'm telling you seriously, you reach a place where now is the point of why did the Creator send those things to that person and to that group? He sent it so the group would come to that person and would tell him, we're performing this action on you, and you have nothing to say. There's no place to think, yes, no, what, no. You're like a donkey, and we're like the head. That's it. And you're saying, what can be here that a person would not escape? He will not escape, because you performed the right action all the way through, that the Creator arranged for you to do it this way. Yes.
Gabi Visotsky is asking, the blows over the will to receive, that's clear, but what's the reason that friends are put in a state where they're separated from the group and they can't participate?
I don't think that this is the right action, but sometimes there is no choice. For the wellness of the group, we, after all, we live in the world of laws, and we're not making the world go around. And so therefore there's a problem here. Also we're in the time of transition. I can't say for sure. In principle, this is an incorrect action, but even during the times of the Bible, there were sanctuaries. People were expelled. We see the people of Israel, as they wandered through the desert, they would send a person outside of the camp if he was infected with a certain disease, and so on and so forth. Meaning these punishments are corrections, and they exist. The question is it justified or not? You have to arrange the society to scrutinize it at all times, yes or no. I always feel sorry for someone who is not here. But on the other hand, we have to also protect our family and ourselves and the general society. There are many calculations that are not... They don't seem spiritual. They are connected to spirituality, to the same source. But we have to take into consideration the general condition. Why are they not spiritual? If the general world is not in corrections, even in the process of corrections, then I can't accordingly make all the calculations according to the upper world. I have to also make some calculations according to the lower world. In short, it's not simple. Amnon.
What Oren's asking about and you're answering him, it seems to me that it's correct with respect to a person who is here in the group on a daily basis. But what does a person who's in the group but during the day, he is in the outside world, and there are circles that really oppose his path, and they say things and take actions that stand in his spiritual path. How should a person behave in this case? How should he respond to it? And it's not simply overlooking something, because there are states where overlooking something makes things worse. But how should a person behave with people that are important to him and they oppose his path? I mean, if he comes up to his group and he says it, then maybe it's a place for his inner mental help. But I'm repeating and saying, when he goes out, what should he do? I mean, we work in different places. How should a person behave?
The question is, what kind of relationship do you have with these such people? Are they relatives, friends? Let's say, my parents used to live next to me. They did not understand me at all. I was 30, 33. They did not understand me. 33 years old. Develop. You have such a great business. Your mother is a doctor. Father is a doctor. You're in the field of medicine. You have everything. The world is open. Please, no. Closing down everything. Moving, relocating to Naibok, to a three-bedroom apartment in a little suburb, and he lives there next to this 80-year-old man in order to take care of him and study from, learn something from him, Torah. They were completely secular, my parents. But out of their love towards me, I told them I was truly looking for this my whole life. And this is really the only thing my heart desires. And they didn't agree, but they consented. Because there was no choice. No, if the child desires it so much, even though it's against our worldview, let it be. I understand them. Later on, they left to the younger son to Canada, and they stay there. What can I tell you? If they are friends, you tell them, please, I like it. This is my little trip. That's it. If you like me, love me, then you should accept it. Why? Am I influencing you? No, then leave me be. We can be friends in all the other areas.
Down to what level can you, meaning saying, leave me alone? I mean,
not leave me.
To what extent of disconnection can you reach?
Look, it depends on what kind of people you're connected with. Sometimes, you know, Rabash even said, what do you want from me? How can I speak to you? Who are you? What do you understand? Then stay in your, you know, just leave me alone. He would say it kind of for spite. You know, they left him, but really, you know, in such a way. Here, someone is feels unpleasant, feels disturbed by you, the fact that you're doing something outside of this life. You know, if you like soccer, or you love to go fishing, or with those surfboards, that's clear. But this is very strange. What did you find there? It evokes curiosity, first of all. The other things are clear to them, but this, you know, is, and it's connected to the heart. And each person's heart, you know, you don't feel like fishing and the other doesn't feel like soccer or dance. That can be tolerated. But this kind of fulfillment, everyone has a deficiency for it. And it just depends how deep it is in their heart. But it's there. And by you showing an example, you're awakening that deficiency in him. He doesn't understand it, but that's what you do. So for him, you become an agitating source of disturbance, an agitator. So either you tell him, you know, there's nothing there, but you can color it somehow. Each and every person, that's a reason to object, to oppose. Every person can feel that you have something, that he also has similar desire, but still, you know, you take him out of equilibrium. He forgot about it and you reminded to him.
That's probably the problem.
Well, it's a problem. Yeah, what can we do?
It's a very subtle situation where you identify someone who's a bit curious and he resists a bit and he asks you, even though you've distanced that you're a bit further apart from each other, is there a way that we can help him advance a bit?
I prefer to just give him a little book. Don't talk. Give him a book. Here, read. Yes, yes. No, no. Don't put anything in his head. Yes. Who is this, mister?
Hello, I'm from the young group. I wanted to ask, the state that Olin tells us about, it reminds me soldiers in special state. There is a situation very close to what Olin tells us about. You're under fire, you're hiding, and you have this conflict you're in, meaning that if you go with a friend, you endanger your life, and if you run, you're a coward in the eyes of the friends. And what we always as
In the army, we're always told the soldiers, go with the friends, fight, because if you don't, you harm yourself mentally for your whole life, and you'll never recover. So as a metaphor, I'm telling Oren and everyone, it sounds maybe a bit strange, but go out, fight as much as you can, look right, look left, the friends are with you. Let them help you connect with them. It's better that you go out and endanger your life, even if it doesn't look that it's worthwhile doing, than get a horrific trauma for life. It's really dangerous. Cleave on to the friends, and it sounds like weird that you have to go out and endanger your life. It sounds weird, but that's the health. That's the mental health and not running away. Keep your health. That's the most important thing.
It's like in a battle that you reminded me. I'm running forward while shooting, and then I make room for a friend who's running behind me. It's called like a hopping. We need to understand here that we need to push a person forward to give him assignments. You're correct. That's it. We are
announcements. The Zolam series, dear viewers, for the upcoming Zol Congress. There is a new edition of Zolam in Hebrew. You can buy the books on the Congress. For further details, contact us. Ava Congress 2014. Dear friends, we are going to the desert to connect in the women in the new building, men there. Zohar Congress, unity changes reality. We are happy to invite you to the Congress to unite, and it's from the 5th to the 7th of February 2014. Ganeta Ucha Tel Aviv, be with us. Short clip. It's impossible to experience it through television. I remember my first Congress. I remember my wife saying, you have to go to this Congress. You have to go. What? I'll go to this place with many people. I'm shy. I'm connected to the internet for plenty of time now. It's really convenient. It's fun. It's a feeling that maybe so, maybe not. But I felt that I have to give this present to myself. The truth is that we're watching this channel for many years, and there's this moment that you want to feel it too. We're talking about connection all the time, and I feel on the screen that there's something happening between people. You want to be there, you want to see what's going on, and felt that things will never open up. It did. You also want to feel this feeling, you want to see it in your eyes, not only on the screen. From the 5th to the 7th of February, 66 viewers of Channel 66, get up and come to feel the experience. Zohar Congress, 5th to the 7th of February 2014, Ganeta Ucha Tel Aviv. For further details, contact us.
את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה לילה שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור אני זאת זאת נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור אני זאת זאת נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שירון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת